This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Uh, 2020 has already been a very good year for me because 2019 ended very poorly. The Sunday before Christmas, the Lord's birthday. If you're into that sort of thing. The week before that, I had no longer been able to put weight on my left foot. I went to using a cane, to using crutches, and it wasn't getting better, and I was avoiding going to the doctor because we live in America, so that's really not a thing for most of us. And the Sunday before Christmas at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up in excruciating pain shooting up my leg, and my foot had swollen to twice its size, and it was purple. So I pulled out my insurance card and called the nurse's hotline on the back to see if I was allowed to go to the hospital to die. Rather than doing it in the comfort and cheapness of my own home. And I called, and a woman named Deborah answered. And I explained to her what had been going on the last 5 days, and my foot had swollen, and it was purple. And she said, "Oh, what shade?" I wasn't aware that Blue Shield had a paint swatch system by which to measure the emergency. So I said, "It's the shade of Elizabeth Taylor's eyes, Deborah. Can I please go to the hospital? Mother, may I?" And so she said, "That's very bad. You might have a blood clot, and blood clotting runs in my family. Good genes." And so she said, she told me to call the ambulance. So I called the ambulance. As a gay man, I'm terrified. I haven't showered in days, and my room is a mess. And I have a wonderful housemate. He went downstairs to greet them, offer him a quick aperitif. Because we live in West Hollywood, and there are rules. And he sent them upstairs to where I live. And two EMTs walked in, one really tall, one really short, both hot as hell. Because again, it's West Hollywood, and there are rules. And the tall one would not look at me at all. He walked into the room with his eyes at the ground like he was Sling Blade, just like, "I don't, hi." And immediately and the other one's making total eye contact. And I'm immediately thinking, oh my God, he's horrified at how messy the house is. And then my housemate is looking at me from behind the short one going, "Look around." And I suddenly see with new eyes the room in which I live, which is filled with homoerotic art. And when I say homoerotic art, I mean like photographs of a porn star's balls, but on an orchid and in black and white. So it's art. So I realized the tall one isn't looking at me. Now, for the record, I tend to be attracted to very tall men. I'm always attracted to tall men. I like a tall man that I can lean into and feel like a lady. That wasn't supposed to be funny. Fuck you. But tall men tend to not like me. I'm not usually attracted to super short guys, but short guys always into me. And if this town has taught me anything, it's you go where the work is.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.